Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts and Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. You will hear no other podcast with live callers and live debates. We record it live most days of the week from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, which is where our studio is. That's where we are right now. And as I always say, if you are out Portmarnock way, make sure you pop into the Oasis Bar in Portmarnock for a lovely food menu, lovely drinks, and really friendly staff. That is the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And thank you to them for having us. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, on yesterday's episode, we asked you to send us in messages about topics you wanted to discuss. And we got a message from Gareth. And this message, well, we said we have to talk about this because we wanted to know, do other people feel the same way as Gareth? And here's what he said in his message. Now, it's all to do with kids at weddings and whether or not kids have any place being at weddings. And Gareth's opinion on it is fairly blunt, because he starts off by saying, can you talk about this in your podcast? It's about kid at weddings. Kids ruin weddings, he says. They shouldn't be anywhere near a wedding day. I got married last year and I didn't want kids at my wedding, but my wife-to-be did and she overruled me. Three of the kids that were guests at our wedding kept screaming and running up and down in the middle of the church. They ruined the church service. Last week, we were at a friend's wedding and there was about 15 kids at it, and they absolutely ruined the event. Screaming, throwing foods. It was like being in McDonald's on a Saturday afternoon. Don't make the mistake we did. Kids ruin weddings. I'm in work, but if I'm not, please get me on about this. I feel very strongly. Now, Katie, you have been married. So you are married. So
yeah.
No, I'm saying you have been married.
7, 8 years now.
I was at your wedding. Did you have kids?
I did have kids. Yeah, look, if I wouldn't not have kids at my wedding. Well, I wouldn't have not had kids because my husband had a lot of young cousins and stuff. So what I did was I got what's those things? Magician. I got a magician that took the kids off during the speeches and everything else. But like, I think this guy getting his knickers in a twist over it. Okay, I know that he says they were in his wedding and stuff like that. And
well, I don't think kids should be at a wedding.
Why?
No, I used to, and I had kids at my wedding. I don't think kids should be at a wedding because a wedding is an adult event. It's not for kids. Now, I don't agree with why he's saying that kids ruin weddings, but I don't think kids should be around alcohol. I've always felt that.
I know, that wouldn't be my issue. Now, the only thing for me now as a parent is if no kids wedding, I'm like, woohoo, mama's going out. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's nice now. It's something that I probably wouldn't have thought of before I had kids, but now when I get an invite to anything, to get out without the kids is really, really nice. It's nice to get some time to yourself.
And I just don't think it's an event.
You can't relax properly with kids.
It's not a child-friendly event. No, sure, it's not.
Well, to a point, I think to dinner. And after dinner, then, I think the kids should go. There's no need for kids to be hanging around watching people get pissed at 10 o'clock at night. And it's not fair on them. They don't want to be doing it. They're exhausted, especially young kids. But by the end of the day, they're exhausted. And they don't have to be looking at people falling around the place hammered. Yeah. It's not fair.
But the whole thing as well, the whole event itself is not, it's not a child-friendly event. Sure, it's not. It's a long day. Kids don't want to be at weddings.
It's a child-friendly
kids
event
don't want to be at weddings.
A point. Like, I know if my sister were getting married, let's say, I know she would want my kids there. I know she would. She'd probably want them more there than I would. She'd definitely want them there more than I would. You know, it's each individual. But yeah, to a point, it is a kid-friendly event. I don't think it's fair to just say they shouldn't be at weddings.
No, I don't believe they should.
What just having the dinner, having a bit of a play with their cousins or other kids?
No. You see, that's where you're wrong. It's not a wedding is not a play event. It's not a day at Funky Monkey jumping up on ball pens and stuff like that. That's not what a wedding is.
Well, no,
a wedding is
what you make it.
A wedding is an adult event. For adults, where adults can, like, imagine getting married and having kids running up and down the aisle in the church when you're getting married.
I definitely have an issue with these losers who like stop talking to family members and like people who fall out with people.
I know, did you see that message on Facebook? We're actually trying to get this person to leave us a message.
But I've seen it happen before where people stop talking to other people because don't have kids.
There's a woman here. Look at the message there. It's up on the left hand side. There's a woman who's after messages who says she hasn't spoken to her sister because she didn't invite her sister's kids to the wedding. We're going to get a message from her, get her on to the show. Imagine
That's
falling
sad.
Out with your sister
That's
over there.
Sad. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic, because you don't, you sorry, the world doesn't revolve around your children, love.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Let's go to Helen first of all. What do you want to say about this, Helen?
Well, I disagree with you, Jeremy. I don't think that it's not a place for kids. I mean, I got married in August and my daughter was only 1.5 at the time, and she was there and my 7 nieces and nephews were there, and I couldn't imagine it without them. They had a great time. They were, the older ones were up dancing till 1 or 2 in the morning, and they had a great time at it.
But it,
and I think if they're well behaved, it's not a problem. I mean, if you let your kids behave like animals running around the place and throwing food, then yeah, it's a problem in any situation.
But I don't think kids should be around alcohol. Was it an alcohol-free? Was it an alcohol-free wedding?
No, but nobody was pissed falling around the place. Everybody was just having a good time. And yeah, it was only the two older ones that stayed up. They were 10 and 9. Everyone else had gone to bed at that stage. But like when it's a family wedding, who do you ask to mind them? Because anybody that you trust enough to mind your kids will be at your wedding.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can get it. I'm sure you can get a babysitter somewhere. Obviously, you got married. You wanted your own child there, but there was no need for you. There was no need for you to invite other kids.
Well, I had my nieces and nephews, all as flower girls and page boys. But we did put a rule down that cousins and everyone couldn't bring their kids. It was only my sisters and brothers' children and my own child.
And what time were the kids up till?
So mine is only, she was only 1.5 at the time, so 7 o'clock she was gone. The two boys are younger, they were gone about 8 o'clock, and then the rest of them, any time between 10 and 1, were gone to bed.
Okay, so they weren't, and were they tired at that stage?
They were tired. Whenever they were tired, they went to bed. But like, I wouldn't get married, I wouldn't have done it, if I could do it again, I'd always have the kids there, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't choose not to have them there.
Now, you heard that message that kicked off the topic today from Gareth, where he said kids ruin weddings. You don't agree with that?
No, I don't. I mean, I have my wedding video and I'm looking back and he got the girls, you know, when they all make a circle and they're dancing around and you can see the smiles and how much fun they're having. I have photos. They all loved it. They all wanted to be there and they all loved it.
But they would have loved just as much staying at home or going to McDonald's for the day, would they not?
No. If I'd have told my niece that she wasn't coming to my wedding, she would have stopped talking to me.
Okay, stay there for a second, because did we manage to get a message out of that girl? Sorry, she did leave a message. We were saying about a message on our Facebook page from, let me just check her name. I won't give out your full name. Don't worry, you should be terrified. Paula is this woman's name. And she was saying about, well, have a listen to what Paula has to say. Katie, you'll be triggered by this now. Have a listen.
I hate kids. I'm just going to say it out there. I know I'm a woman and I'm supposed to have some kind of maternal instinct towards children, but I find them incredibly rude, incredibly infuriating. I got married 2 years ago. I've no intention of ever having children. My husband feels the same. We want to enjoy our life. We want to have disposable income. We don't want to bleed all of our energy into little people who will eventually take us for granted and, you know, realistically put us in a nursing home. So we just didn't have any kids at our wedding. And the absolute outroar. My sister still hasn't talked to me. I didn't invite any of the nieces and nephews. They're so spoiled. And I think we should encourage child-free spaces, child-free restaurants, child-free holidays. There are a lot of people who agree with me. And it's sacrilege to say this out loud as a woman. But I'll say it. Yeah. I hate children.
Oh,
okay,
Jesus.
Well, I don't hate kids, but I totally agree about the child-free spaces. 100%. Give me all of that. God, get me away for
so
a few hours or a few
her
days.
Sister,
or a few weeks.
Her sister is not talking to her. What do you make of that, Helen?
Well, like, I had kids at my wedding, but I wouldn't think twice if somebody said to me that it was a kid-free wedding. I'd be like, yeah, I get to enjoy my night a bit more now without having to worry about my daughter.
I think that's it's a bit harsh saying I hate kids, though, isn't it?
Some people don't like kids.
She sounds like a bit of a selfish person, the way that she worded it. Well, if you don't like kids, that's fine. If you want,
some people don't have that maternal instinct. Some people don't have that natural love for kids.
It's okay to say I don't like kids, but to say I hate is a very strong word, lads. To say I hate kids, I find that very offensive.
And to say that they're gonna just be entitled and to end up putting you in a nursing home, that means you've raised them wrong. Like they're not being raised grateful for what they have. If that's the case.
Stay there for a second, please. Let me go to John. John, your own opinions matter. How are you?
How you doing, Jeremy? How you doing, Katie?
Good.
Here's the story. Here's the story. Well, who's ever been at a wedding with no kids? I don't think, but I haven't anyway. I firmly believe it's a family event. It's always been in my family, you know. I've been to my fair share of weddings. My kids have been there, our nieces, our nephews. The whole lot. You know, we've always been there. The kids always been there.
And are they drink-free weddings?
They are not. No, Jesus. No. Sure. You know, I don't think I've ever been at a drink-free wedding, to be honest with you, Jeremy.
So hang on, okay.
Jeremy's triggered.
No.
You're
not
triggered.
No, not yet. Jeez, would you wait? Woo. Okay, they're not drink. Right. Are they drink-fueled weddings?
Sure, everybody's having a drink. Of course they are. It's a wedding day.
No, I'm not. Okay, having a glass of wine with your
Come on, Jeremy.
No. I'm as okay. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
Come on, you shithead.
By 10 o'clock at night, are there adults going around piss drunk?
You won't be called piss drunk, but yeah, enjoying ourselves, of course.
No, but I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, well, why would you think it's wrong? It's once in a blue. When do you get married?
Jeremy, in this instance, there's no need for kids.
There's no need.
People falling around the place.
Literally,
that is not fair on them. They don't want to be.
When do you ever get married?
They don't want to be.
When do you get married, Katie? You get married once in a year.
Okay.
Once in your lifetime.
Not everybody.
Rewind it back there. Okay, the last wedding you were at, how many years ago was it?
That was about 8 months ago.
Oh, 8 months ago. Okay, so the last wedding you were at 8 months ago, what time were your kids at it?
My kids were at it, yeah. Well, my kids are a bit grown up now, so, you know.
What age did you start drinking at? Or sorry, what time did you start drinking at the wedding that day?
Would have been about 4 o'clock, I'd say.
4 o'clock. Jesus.
I don't know what you're saying. Oh, Jesus. For if I were at a child-free wedding, I'd be drinking after the church. I'd have a bleeding hip flask.
Okay. So you started drinking.
There's nothing wrong with having a few drinks at a wedding.
Okay. You start. So how many, if you could remember, how many pints did you have that wedding day?
Lost count. Haven't got a clue. Lost count.
Well, you
had a great time anyway. We didn't kill anybody. We didn't, you know, kids had a great time.
Okay,
just as fast forward as Jeremy, really.
Okay,
kids had a great time. We had a great time. There we go.
Okay, would it have been under 15 pints or over 15 pints?
I was under 15. Jeez, of course I was. Yeah.
Okay, was
sure it? Fucking wouldn't have been a walk.
Okay, it was between 10 and 15 pints, was it?
Did you just ask?
No, 12 points, give or take. Look,
but I don't know.
If 15 points, he'd be dead.
So you had 12. You had 12.
12 points. 12 points. Let's call it 12. Let's call it 12. Well, from 4 o'clock till about 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock.
12 points.
Oh yeah.
And the kids were also with you while you were after having 12 points.
Well, they liked it about 11, you know, 10, 11, they went to bed, you know.
So it was a piss up in front of kids. That's wrong.
Well, sure, that is. That's a fucking wedding, Jeremy. What do you want me to say? Oh no, we wouldn't do that. You know, what do you want me to say? You know, I don't get you here. This is once in a life, well, for many occurs, and it's once in a life.
Helen, what do you make of that? 12 points with kids in tow at the wedding. I think that's wrong. Do you not think that's wrong?
No, Jesus.
It's not all over the kids. I don't see the problem. I mean, like, if you brought your kids abroad on holiday to Spain or something, there's people drinking from the moment they get up. Do you not let your kids play by the pool because there's other people drinking in the area?
They're in the airport, having a pint at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but that's
it's the same thing.
No, that's wrong as well when you have kids.
Oh, with kids at 7 o'clock in the morning of travelling. Yeah, I thought you were going to say drinking in the airport early morning pints.
There'd be people around your kids in some place when you're on holiday that have been drinking all day. And yeah,
Helen, there is also, as a parent, you know, a responsibility to limit their exposure to drunk people literally falling around the place.
You can't holiday the same when you have kids as you did when you didn't have kids.
No,
you
have to be back in the hotel room at a certain time. The kids fall asleep, they get tired, they get cranky. Your life change. You have to be able to watching people falling around, dribbling on themselves, getting sick, talking shite, fighting possibly. I don't think kids shouldn't be exposed to that.
Not the weddings I've been to anyway.
Yeah, well, you never know what's
going to
happen.
I've never been at a wedding where you get sick and shit. And I don't know, but look, I'm going to say this, guys. There's nothing wrong with bringing the kids to a wedding. There never was in my eyes. And like I say, I've been to a few weddings with my kids. I have. And we've never had a problem. It was always a good time. There was always a good time had. And You know, Jesus, the kids are up singing karaoke and, you know, they're having a great
if
crack.
If something happened and there was an accident or one of your children fell, God forgive me, and hit their head open or split their head open.
Oh, that can happen any day of the week.
Well, I assume that you you wouldn't be walking around the house hammered and completely out of yourself.
No, but sure, we can go out. We go out for a Sunday lunch and I'd have a couple of pints. That could have happened back then, you know.
But there is a big difference, John, between having a couple of pints and falling around the place palatic.
Stay there for a second, John. Jesus, you must have the constitution of a bull if you can. Well, what would you be like after 12 pints?
Well, I'd be dead.
Yeah, well, he's saying
just issue a warning to parents or to people with no children? If you're planning on having kids, get your partying done now and your sleeping done now, because that shit all changes.
Yeah.
Seriously, do it all. No, not to say that you can't do it again.
No, but these people
I read something on Facebook a while ago and I was like, I wish I was as tired as I thought I was before I had kids. I wish I partied as much as I wanted to before I had kids, because it does change. Your kids come first. They don't care if you're hungover. They still want to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning and have their breakfast
they
and jump on
your
head.
They don't care about hangovers. And well, I'll tell you a story in a sec. Let's take a quick break.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
We were talking about weddings and getting drunk at weddings, and Katie's saying how your life has to change. Now, some people don't believe that your life has to change when you have kids.
Well, it does. If you don't believe that, you shouldn't really have kids.
Last year on our holidays, we were in an all-inclusive resort, so all the drinks were included and all that.
You probably didn't even drink that much.
No, you can't. But there was this couple and they had three kids, and as soon as the bar would open beside the pool, they would be up pulling the self-service, the pints of San Miguel, and by 2 o'clock they would be locked.
I don't have an issue with them up being up when the bar opens having a pint. They're on their holidays, but that being locked, that doesn't sit right. That's not fair enough.
No, but 2 days into the holiday, you could see the second kid was covered in blisters because they were so drunk they didn't even remember to put sun cream back on the kid. The kids' shoulders were literally covered.
That is actually child abuse and negligence. Yeah. That's negligence. When your child is literally ending up in a dangerous position because you were too inebriated to look after them. That's scary.
Well, my friend who does the summer flights to the Canaries with Aer Lingus, she says that on the Aer Lingus flights during the summer, that they have to have after sun on the flights because there's so many kids that they'd be getting on the plane with sunburn that they now bring after sun on it to rub into the kids. Literally kids that can't even put clothes on the top because they're so burnt. So you cannot get drunk around your kids. That is the point, isn't it?
The thing about it is, Jeremy, you can have a few drinks and enjoy yourself around your kids. Of course you can.
What's 12?
There's no tale about it.
12, 12 isn't a few. 12 is a lot.
Right, so I'll sum this up for you, Jeremy. Right, I started drinking at 4 o'clock and that was till 2 in the morning, half, skipping night 3, I'd say. Like, that's, you know, a lot of points over a lot of hours to begin, you know. I wasn't slamming the points. I wasn't chasing them with a few chasers, you know.
Would your kids have been able to see a difference in you?
Sorry?
Would your children have been able to see that you were under the influence of something? Where you behave, like, would they have known that you were drinking?
Not of course they knew I was drinking.
Would they have known you were drunk?
No. Sure, they wouldn't have been watching me getting, you know, they're not sitting there looking at me. Look, guys, I think you're making a big deal out of this. Really, I do, you know. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a few drinks at a wedding, which is a kid. Okay. There's nothing wrong with bringing kids to a wedding. There's not.
Okay, say it for a second. Lauren, what do you want to say about this?
I wouldn't personally want to bring kids to a wedding. I just want to chill out and have a bit of peace. I've no kids yet, so
hell yeah.
I'm already thinking that way and haven't even got any.
I don't know what kind of weirdos want to bring their kids to weddings.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just you kind of, when you get in bed and you're like, yay, have to find a babysitter. But then again, you know, some people's budgets are a bit tight, so they're probably thinking if we bring the kids, then we won't have to pay for a babysitter. Do you know that way? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, getting an invitation to a wedding now, I'd rather get a court summons. They're expensive, expensive days out. By the time you get something to wear, get the hair done, get a hotel room, get a present, like they're really expensive. And then then you can't enjoy it properly when you have kids with you. Like you cannot relax. And if you can, but I don't know what kind of parent you are that you can literally just let loose, get locked, and not give a second thought to the kids. Like, I just, kids should not be watching people falling around the place, platic.
Exactly, John. Now, did you hear what
Jeremy? Hold on for a minute, Jeremy. Right. First of all, I want to go back to Katie there saying a weirdo for bringing kids to a wedding. You know, so I am the weirdo with probably 90% of the country that brings their kids to weddings. So we're all weirdos, are we? You know, so we have to be like the Jeremy Dixon fellow there and Katie there. Oh, I wouldn't drink around the kids.
No, I didn't say I wouldn't drink around the kids. Lauren,
what do you make of that? John having 12 pints in front of the kids at the last wedding he was at?
I don't mean this against men in any way, shape or form, but a lot of men would just sit there and let the kids run ragged, and it would be quite for the mother to run around after them. So I can understand why he's coming out with
I know. Leave the mother to do it. Sure, her mommy will do it.
You know, like, you're so, like,
well, she did a great time. That's the thing. A wedding is for everybody to enjoy.
I'm sure they did have a great time, John, but there's some things kids shouldn't be exposed to.
Oh, but you can weigh out that. Exposed to. Will you just fucking get a grip?
No,
you're annoying the fuck
kids,
out of me now.
No, kids.
Exposed to.
Listen.
Oh, it was fucking shocking. They've seen people having drinks and they've seen people enjoying themselves.
Kids
were terrified.
Jesus,
they'd be scared for life.
No young child should be watching their parents falling around the place.
Sorry.
You're at a wedding, John, okay? And for example, one of your kids runs along the floor and knocks out two front teeth. You have to go to A&E and you have about 10
points. You're all great at scenarios here, aren't you? You think the worst, you pricks. What kind of weddings do you usually go to with kids getting knocked out and teeth and falling and fucking?
Listen to me.
Would you get up out of that?
Unpredictable. They can run.
Oh, sure. Well, here, speak for your own kids. Speak for your own kids.
John, there's also just the basic decency and not sitting there getting pissed when your kids are watching you. Give them something a day out or something. Without alcohol.
I've never been at a wedding where there was a kid's teeth knocked out.
It's an example.
Well, come up with a fucking better example, will you? And a better argument.
Yeah.
Come up with a better argument than that. Come on now.
Okay, well, it shouldn't even be an argument. Young kids should not be watching their parents falling around
the
place.
They should be at a wedding. They should be enjoying themselves.
They don't need to see mommy and daddy acting like gobshites.
They're not. You're making it out to be mommy and daddy's going around wrecking the place. You're a fucking Egypt. I swear to God. This is a family thing. A wedding is a family thing. And we've been doing it for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Of course we have. Think about it. It's 200 years when people have been getting married. That's why I can remember this country.
I wouldn't begrudge any parent a few drinks, but I think there is a point where you kind of have to say to yourself, you know, okay, my kids shouldn't see me like this if you're going
to
be...
Don't get me wrong, Katie. Yeah, but you said, if you don't want to bring your kids to a wedding and Jeremy Dixon doesn't want to bring their kids to a wedding, I'm not going to judge you and give you... You know, fair play to you if you don't. But don't start calling me a fucking weirdo.
Okay,
because I bring the kids.
Lauren wants to come back in.
Really, do not take hands off John around kids. Let's not ever do that because it obviously gets very heated.
Sorry, Lauren. Go on.
You're very naive, John, to think that something couldn't happen. You've been highly rude as well. I gave an example that the kids could have knocked their teeth out. Vice versa, they could break their arm.
I don't live in a life where it could.
I'm still talking. Have a bit of manners. I'm still talking. Vice versa.
You're still talking shite.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking shite. It's an actual program where its opinions matter. So therefore, it's not all about your opinion. It's about other people's opinions. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a fucking show. So have a bit
of yourself
and listen. Vice versa, if a glass got smashed at a wedding, because let's be honest, when people get drinks into them, you get a bit fucking handsy around and your whole fucking mindset.
I'm in Temple Bar at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. Come on, hurry up.
So therefore,
a glass got
smashed and the kids cut themselves open. Therefore, you have to go to A&E. You'd look real well going to A&E drunk, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Now, here's the fucking fact. I've been at a lot of weddings and I've never seen kids getting cut with glasses, falling and breaking their teeth or getting their teeth knocked out. So like I said to you, come up with a proper fucking argument, will you?
That's not to say it could never happen. And you're so naive.
I don't live in a world. Listen, come here. Whatever world you're fucking living in, I don't live in that world, okay?
I think
the fact of the matter is, yeah, so that's the case. No one is, oh, sure, you can go out in the car and you won't come back.
No,
the fact of the matter is, you get on a plane. You get on a plane and it can go into the city.
You're getting shit-faced, drunk, around your kids, and you're not.
Who said we're getting shit-faced?
You had 12 points,
that's your presumption again. Your presumption again.
12 points.
So come here. I can handle the 12 points. You I'm don't sure know you what can. I can drink or what I can't drink.
Sure, of course I'm sure I can.
Of course I can.
Points.
Not a bother to me.
We have the bionic man here.
Yeah, so
it doesn't matter what it is. A family wedding is a family wedding and kids should be involved. I have great pictures of all my family's weddings.
And John,
never once in a fucking chill child get knocked out or teeth knocked out or broken with glass. He's never given
that,
over.
Okay, just calm down for a second. That's not what Lauren is saying. Lauren is saying,
yeah, John, you're coming across.
You're saying, Lauren, aren't you? Yeah. As on the off chance that something would happen to the kids, you're pissed out of your head.
Off chance. No, there's nobody here. Come in and tell you.
That could happen. And for you to think that they couldn't happen, you're a very naive man.
Yeah, very naive. Good. And what? I don't live in the world that you live. We don't live in the world you live, though.
You're not answering the question. Are you single going to these weddings?
I don't have to answer any of your questions. I don't have to tell you, folk.
I guarantee your wife's there, and she's the one left minding them while you're sitting there getting shit-faced.
Shut the fuck. Did you listen to yourself? I'd hate to be married to you. I guarantee you that's the truth.
That's what
imagine being listening to you all day.
And you're getting pissed off.
Oh, we're not going to a wedding. We can't have kids to a wedding. Imagine that. Imagine living a life like that. Do you live your life like that all the time? What if the kids got their teeth knocked? Jesus, it's an awful life to live, honestly. Living on the edge here, look at you.
The argument here is you're getting absolutely bladdered on 12 pints while you're...
No. Listen, come here.
The big question today is, John. Who let you impregnate them?
Andy, stop. That's
no,
not nice.
I'm asking them. With that mentality, why bother having kids if all you want to do is obviously party? Your kids should not be exposed to people falling around the place. There is a point where it's not fair on them.
Who's falling around the place? Who said that I was... Well, I never admitted to falling around the place. Get your facts right here.
Okay, so...
Get your fucking facts right.
Okay, John.
So there's no problem in bringing kids to a wedding, and I wasn't falling all over the place.
So are you trying to say to everybody listening to this podcast that you were sober after 12 points?
I wasn't sober, but from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 2 o'clock in the morning into the Sunday morning, I consumed probably over 12 points.
So you were drinking for 12 hours unaffected. Well, not completely unaffected, but more or less.
No, he was grand. He was grand. What are you talking about?
He was sober. I know. I was jolly, I was merry, I was having a good time.
The Guinness Book of World Records, John. I reckon you'd actually get into the Guinness.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
there's people out there that can handle drink better than anybody than other people. That's a fact. It is a fact.
Okay, stay there for a second. But by the way, he said he was grand with 12 points, and then when I asked him originally, had you 15 points? He says, "Oh no, I'd be floored on 15." So hang on, that's where the line draws.
Yeah.
So hang on, you're so.
Just imagine John sitting in the church with a beer helmet and a straw going into his mouth.
So John,
no, I really do.
Hang on, so John, with
I wish it was perfect as yours.
No, 12. Oh, no. So John,
you're a pathetic human.
12 points.
Absolute sausages to tell you. Oh,
12 points. 12 points.
That's where it hurts, John.
So you hang on, John. Just to get it straight, you're grand after 12 points, but 15? Oh no, stomach getting pumped.
No, we're sausages.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be drinking 15 points. I had the 12. You asked me, was it under 15? I'd say 12. That's what I said. You asked me a question. What the fuck do you want me to do, Jack?
I want you to say that for a second, please, John. Let's have a listen to...
He's a funny character, isn't he, John?
Funny, I wouldn't use that word.
No, you're right, Kitty. Okay? It is opinions matters. And if that gobshite can't fucking turn around and let you have your say, you're 100% right. Just because he wants to sit there and drink 12 pints a night and fall over all over the fucking place, although he says it's a long time. A long time to drinking from 4 to 2, drinking 12 pints. Fucking hell, I would never even fucking get tips there. I wouldn't even fucking drink any more than 2 pints in front of my own child. You know, have a bit of respect for yourself. You're going to a wedding, cop the fuck on.
Oh, thanks very much, Liam.
I love his message and his accent. That's some accent, isn't it? On a separate note, can we get him on?
Well, I think that's actually his wife on the other line. Claire, that's your husband, isn't it? Katie.
Oh, I'm so literally sitting here perving on your husband's accent. I'm sorry.
Jesus, Claire.
I mean no harm.
No, but he's 100% right, because we're actually due to get married next year and we're having a nighttime wedding. And I don't mean to be funny, it's a topic that we've spoken about. And I don't, like, we wouldn't, like, my daughter is 10. Now, his son is 19, but as in, I just couldn't think of anything worse than, like, we're having a nighttime wedding, and we all obviously have nieces and nephews, and they all want to come. We're going to have them there for the dinner, and then they're going to go up to bed. But I would 100% not have my family or any of my friends drinking around young kids.
No,
like
why
that.
Would you?
Look, nobody's saying don't have a few drinks here. Like, it's not, we're not, I'm not saying, I don't know about Jeremy, I'm not saying like an all-out teetotal, but I just think there's a point where it gets like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and it's not about John whether you're pissed or not. There's also other people at the wedding. There's also other people at the wedding.
I'll be having my wedding at 6 o'clock, and I'm telling you now, we'll be having dinner and the kids will be going straight up to bed.
Yeah, like, and by 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
By people drinking. No.
Yeah. Nobody's saying that they shouldn't listen, maybe Jeremy. Do you think they shouldn't be around alcohol at all?
No,
we sit here in the evening and we'd have a glass of wine with dinner.
Yeah,
and we'd have a cooking.
It's civilized. The kids aren't watching you falling around.
Yeah. Listen, last year on holidays
in a controlled environment.
Exactly,
that's not us at a wedding with randomers. And not that it's going to be randomers. It's going to be a small wedding, but I still don't want my kids around people that are going to be.
No, but Claire, that
to enjoy their day.
That wedding that John was at sounded like Copperface Jack. So 5 o'clock on a Saturday night. Like,
do you want to ask
brilliant fucking guy.
So you probably think someone like Claire, you probably think someone like Claire is a dry shy, do you, John?
Well, what Claire can do is she fucking likes, I couldn't care less. If that was the case,
and I see the carry on of people at weddings, and I see the carry on of people that let their children run fucking wild in pubs and in restaurants and in
seen it all myself, Claire.
But it takes away from the day, and I wouldn't have my kids surrounded by that.
It's all about yourself. I know that. I get that. And I get that.
I'm speaking.
You know, I get that.
I'm talking about
people
by themselves, and then you have people that are pissed coming out of the toilets and having conversation with young kids, and no, it's not safe, it's not okay, and no, I wouldn't have it.
Well, so hundreds of weddings happens every year and every generation, and you know if you want to have a private wedding, there's no harm in it. You know, I'm not going to knock you for that. You know, there's no problem with that. You know, but the fact of the matter is, I've been to weddings and there's never been an issue with any of them weddings. We've had a good time. The kids had a great time. You know, so I don't know what the big issue here. You know,
and they're not around drunk people.
Yeah.
But then I don't want kids around drunk people.
Claire, stay there for a second, because you're going to want to hear this message that I'm going to read out now. Should we mention the name of the hotel?
Let me see. I didn't see the message.
Let's take a quick break. I want to read out this message. This is, I know what we say this every day in the show about things shock us, but this doesn't shock me.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it doesn't shock me. It disgusts me. Is that the word to use?
Oh, you see? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty gross. I don't think even funny man John here can
justify that.
Can justify your defense.
Stay there for a second. You stay there as well, Claire. Hang on a second.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Let's have a listen to what Darren has to say on this.
Darren is just a stereotypical Irishman who loves a pint and doesn't give a flying fuck what gets in his way once he has his pints.
Yep, I agree with you. There's actually a pub.
Exactly what it is.
There's a pub that myself and Katie know very well. I definitely don't mention this pub. But but the pub literally on a Sunday is like in
oh my god,
it's itself towards
It even has children's entertainment.
It has children's entertainment on, so literally the kids can do what they're doing.
But you see all the, like, it's really funny. You see all the Scaldies in their jerseys, you know, with their pints of Orchard Thieves.
Yeah.
Me Orchard.
And you know what else they give? You know they give out free jugs of cordial for the kids.
I'm not against taking your kid out on a Sunday or Saturday and having a few drinks with a bit of food, but hanging around the pub all day and letting your kids treat it like a playground, that I do have an issue with. That's not right.
Okay, have a listen to this message that came in. We're not going to mention the hotel. We're going to try and put a call through to the hotel and confirm if this happened, although I don't know how. Well, I don't know why this would be made up, because the person who sent it in is a regular caller. Dan is his name, and here's what Dan says. I was at a wedding 2 weeks ago in a very well-known hotel in the city centre. It's probably one of Dublin's most famous hotels, isn't it, in the city centre? Have you ever stayed in that hotel?
No.
Oh, have you not? Okay.
No.
When I went,
it's a beautiful hotel. I've been in it for afternoon tea.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful hotel.
It was a work colleague's wedding. I was shocked by what I saw. There was about 10 kids at the wedding, and by 11:30 at night, the kids were still awake and jumping around. This is the bit that gets me. They had been let drink off the tops of the pints of Guinness by their parents. Their parents were giving the Guinness to them. There was also a fight on the dance floor between two of the best men, right in front of kids as young as seven. We left in disgust. Seven-year-olds being let...
Watching people...
The first part is being let drink...
Okay, the Guinness thing, okay, I wouldn't let my kids, but like I often, when I was a kid, I'd take a little sip of beer and stuff. I'm not an alcoholic and I'm still alive. Well, it probably does explain a lot. But whatever about that, right, that's okay, whatever. The fighting in front of kids, I would have more of an issue with.
Yeah.
The fighting in front of kids, that's disgusting.
I mean, Claire, what do you mean? Doesn't that just prove, that proves that you're making the right decision?
I'm absolutely fuming here. I'm genuinely, like, as in... I've managed restaurants for 20 years and I have seen it all. But believe you me, as in I was seven when I was taken to my local pub. And in fairness, I pulled my first pint as in, but never once had I ever taken a sip of alcohol. Never once
but
would
seven,
I lay out with
my seven-year-olds
kids.
Drinking the heads off pints of Guinness at 11:30 at night.
No. That's disgusting. That's child neglect. That's a fucking disgusting carry-on. And you'd see it, like... Where would you say that to be okay in any life?
I don't know. Like, is there?
Well, I have a 10-year-old, and I'm telling you here and now, I have to have a glass of wine, and I have said it to her on numerous occasions. Oh, yeah. She says it, and like New Year's, oh, mommy, will you get me that bubbly champagne? And it's like, it's non-alcoholic, like as in apple cider or whatever.
Yeah.
And she'd sit there, and she'd be like, oh, are you going to tell my daddy? No, I'm not going to tell her daddy. I swear to God, as in the most, like, it baffles me that parents will put their kids in that situation.
Yeah.
As in, I don't know whether I'm the only person in the world that thinks, like, as in, I want to refrain my child's mind from all this crap that happens in the world.
No, Claire, because you're
as much as possible.
You're a responsible mother. Let me go to Francis, because you're angry as well, Francis. What are you angry about?
I hear you to... I mean, I'm older than you used to.
A lot older, yeah.
Yeah, don't go that far. I'm not that older. But I brought my kids to weddings, to every wedding I went to. And at 7 o'clock, I had a babysitter to come and collect them.
Now, hold on.
No one got footless drunk.
Yeah.
Not yet. I was always right. Katie, he's fucking perfect. He's getting on me, Rick. What John said was, he started at 4 o'clock drinking, right?
Yep.
Now, I've seen this. I don't drink myself. People start at 4 o'clock. Then they have a meal. They're nearly sober again. Then they have a little afterwards. And till about 2 a.m, 15 pints. I see my husband doing it. I'm not drunk, walking out nearly stone cold sober. I've never seen anyone drunk at a wedding I went to. I went to partner weddings than you.
You're claiming that your husband was still sober after 15 pints?
Yes, because of the food, the snacks, the sandwiches.
No.
It soaked up. No, Jeremy, you shouldn't know. You're like, two young people like you, you've got fucking food, you've got annoying me now at this moment. You especially.
I don't feel young.
You especially. Everything Katie does, she's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you tell him, Francis.
Claire, what?
I'm just waiting here.
Claire, what do you make it at 15 points?
Sorry, I'm 35 and I don't think I'm a fucking fool, but as in, I wouldn't have my child around people that are after having, never mind fucking 15 pints. I wouldn't have my I wouldn't have my child around somebody that drank 15 pints in any day.
From 4 to 12 o'clock at a wedding, cut the fuck on, will you?
No, I won't. You're a communist fucking muck. I wouldn't have my child.
You probably wouldn't be let into the pool anyway.
I have respect for myself and my child and my family.
And so do I. And I always did. My oldest child now is 50 and he brings his children to weddings. So there, and no harm. And he doesn't fall out.
In the heyday, maybe that was okay, but it's not okay nowadays.
Oh, I'm back in the fucking heyday now. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 100%.
Francis, are you John's other half? No, I'm just asking. They're very like-minded people.
No. I don't agree with him all the time, 100%, but he has given a terrible time in the show, and he really and truly is right on most of the matters.
Not today, he wasn't.
You wouldn't agree with a fucking pea. I don't know how your wife lives with you.
But sorry, hang on, Claire.
No, let her talk. Okay. Let her talk.
Sorry, Claire, go on. Go on, Claire, what do you want to say?
Stop, Jeremy.
You think it's okay to have kids running around after somebody consuming 12 pints or 15 pints and you're letting your kids go in and out of a fucking hotel at a wedding and pottering around?
No, I wouldn't allow my kids to go in there of a hotel, you see. You see what I mean? I'd have them sitting at the table with me. They had manners. They had manners. Yes, at a wedding. I said I would fucking meddling a dip or what?
What you gonna wait me, you fucking weirdo?
Yeah, I'm aware of your fucking thing.
I love this show.
All Claire.
I tell you, Katie, you know what? The younger the people coming up, they want the time on their own. They want the time to get pissed. Not the coke, take the drugs.
I'm having a nighttime wedding and not inviting kids. And then my child is 10. She will still be still gone. After dinner, she'll be brought upstairs and she'll be doing her own thing.
No,
they won't be.
The children are taken away before anyone gets drunk. Every wedding I've been at, and I'm not lying.
I have to interrupt there.
Have their kids out in boogies hall at 12 o'clock at night.
John has been back on with a voice note.
Sorry, go on, what?
I love this show. I really love this show. This is why, days like this, John has been back on with a voice note. And I sent it to you. Okay, and he's cheering from wherever he is.
Okay, do I want to hear this? Okay,
we're fucking old school. Fair play to you, Francis. Talking the truth there, Francis.
Not today, he wasn't.
Claire, get down off your high horse, Claire, will you? Fair play to you, Francis. You're talking the truth there. Don't mind these idiots. New class, newborn idiots. That's what they are.
Francis, if I ever divorce and get married again, will you please be my bridesmaid? Just for the pure crack.
I will. I love you, Katie.
But hell, I would love you to be my bridesmaid just for the pure crack of it.
No, Francis, I think you're being very harsh on Claire. Claire is saying is that kids do not belong around. Isn't that all you're saying, Claire?
No, they don't, Jeremy.
Just listen to what she's saying, Francis, for God's sake.
It's not, like I said, I'm not being a posh fucking twat. I'm just saying, as in, I don't agree with kids being around drunk people. I see what happens. I've managed restaurants.
Well, then you must know a lot of drunk people. You must know a lot of drunk people. I don't.
Sorry, I can't hear what you're saying there. Say it again.
You must know a lot of drunk people. Because you say you don't want your children around drunk people.
As I have said on numerous occasions, I have managed restaurants. I see exactly what goes on. I'm not stupid. And I will never put myself in that situation because I'm a responsible adult.
You're amazing. You know what? If I find a fucking star, I'll send it in for you.
You sound like you're a fucking twat.
Oh, Jesus.
I never liked that word, twat. Could you call me something else?
No, she wants to call you a twat.
If you want.
Cody's favourite.
Did she call her a cunt?
Did she say, did you, what did
oh,
you just say?
Oh, I don't like that word. Oh, no, oh, I don't like that word. I'm very posh. I'm very posh, Katie. I don't like that word.
Well, can we just...
I know for a fact that,
I know for a fact that, as in, I feel right in what I am saying because I've seen what happened.
Well, it's called Opinions Matter, Seth. And your opinion matters to some people, but it's
France.
It matters to me. And
yeah, Frances and her. Claire's opinion is that you're. Did she? You should declare. Did you call her the C word?
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Oh, geez.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Everyone
of my age
called
me that.
Oh, my God. Thank you,
ladies. Okay, you only on Opinions Matter could a topic and a nice friendly chat about this.
My heart is breaking.
This.
My heart is broken that you will never speak to me again. I'm so devastated. I'm not going to speak to you.
Okay, Claire, would you apologise?
No, I didn't say I wouldn't speak to you again, Claire. I said I wouldn't speak to Jeremy Dixon.
What did I do? Sorry, I haven't opened my mouth.
This woman, can we please just give her a moment of silence?
I'm after saying, Claire, would you apologise to her, please, for calling her a cunt?
I won't.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Jeremy. Fuck you.
So how was that my fault? I'm after asking her to apologise, Claire.
Jeremy, I know, I said thanks, Jeremy.
Oh, sorry, Claire, would you... Claire, shut up, Katie. Claire, would you please apologise to her?
I won't.
Up for
Jeremy, it's always going to be your fault. Everyone's your fault.
Thanks, Claire. Thanks. Francis, can I just say, that was nothing to do with me. I asked her to apologise.
Thank you. I thank you, Jeremy, my long-time friend from years and years, years ago.
Jesus Christ.
I love her. Oh, my God. I totally want to go to a wedding with her.
I don't know what's happened just in the last 20 minutes.
I don't know.
Sorry, you have to wrap
brilliant.
This up. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.